From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Maybe your bills are increasing and your paycheck seems to be getting smaller. And then there are some folks who aren't getting a paycheck at all anymore. Employers have cut jobs for the sixth straight month, 62,000 in June alone. That's according to the latest U.S. unemployment report. So if you've gotten the pink slip, what do you do? Author and economist Dr. Julianne Malveaux is here to tell us. She's also the president of Bennett College. Hi, Dr. Malveaux.
Hi, Farai. How are you?
I'm good, but, you know, 62,000 jobs in 1 month. Let's dissect those numbers a little bit. So you lost that many jobs, or we did as a country, but unemployment stayed at 5.5%. How can that be?
Well, although we lost jobs, some people left the labor market. The unemployment rate is a ratio of the number of people who are either working or looking for work and the number of people who don't have jobs. So let's say that you haven't had a job for 6 months and you're sick of looking. I mean, there's a measurement for looking, which is how often you're looking, what you're doing. You're like, forget it. It's summer. I'm going to just drop out of the labor market. Or can't find a job, your skill set doesn't match what you need, I'm going back to school. Well, you're not counted anymore as unemployed. You want a job, but you're not counted as unemployed. So there are a category of people called discouraged workers, people who would look for work if they thought they could find jobs, and there are nearly 1.6 million people in that category.
Well, it looks like manufacturing and retail are losing jobs and government and healthcare are adding jobs. But if you think you might lose your job, how do you get prepared for that?
Well, first of all, people need to understand that, and I'm not, I know everyone thinks about this now with the unemployment rates, but make sure you understand the climate of where you work. If you're working at one of the, any company, but certainly one that's publicly traded, know what the stock is looking like, know what the buzz is, pay attention to corporate communications, and keep your options open. If you think that you're vulnerable to layoff, start looking. Get those resumes out there, or at least get them polished up. Look at other jobs that you might qualify for internally, but also look at what's external. And network, network, network. That means go to these events, these mixers where you're talking to other people in your industry about what's going on, because if you get that pink slip, you want to make 5 phone calls to people saying, look, I'm looking, and you want to have your ear to the ground. So don't just operate as I'm doing my job. It really, this climate requires people to be very sensitive to their corporate environment.
Speaking of ear to the ground, what are the ways you can find out through the grapevine if there's going to be layoffs and all that?
Well, you pay attention, Farai, and also a lot of people think, oh, they're going to lay off, you know, they're going to lay off these people, but I'm safe because my boss likes me. Heck, your boss might not be safe. So if you're in a company where you've seen a round or two of layoffs, you better start looking.
Now, let's talk about unemployment, very practical issue. There are unemployment benefits. Explain what they are and how do you qualify and sign up?
If you've worked for at least a year, you will qualify for unemployment benefits. You go to your state. Every state has an Office of Employment Security, and that's where you sign up. You, depending on the state, you may have a waiting period. Your unemployment benefit is 26 weeks. There is legislation that the White House opposes that would extend unemployment benefits in high unemployment states by an additional 13 to 26 weeks. That's legislation that's pending but hasn't been passed. But it's 26 weeks right now, and the weekly amount can be as little as $50 to $75, and in certain states as much as $200 or $300 a week.
Now, tell us a little bit about the how basically you continue your benefits, because isn't there a requirement that you're looking and or a requirement that you haven't worked certain days in a week and things like that?
Right, you have to show that you're looking for work. So you have to report to your unemployment office with some periodicity. It may be maybe weekly in some states, it may be more, you know, monthly. They generally ask you to keep a record. So you have to say, I went to this establishment, I interviewed, they also, these Departments of Employment Services tend to have job registers. So they may ask you, have you gone out on a job register? Now, they may not tend to be as strict as they might be because they don't have a lot of people to follow up with people. But the intention in giving you unemployment benefits is not just to give you a paid vacation. The intention is to help you while you're looking for a job.
So let's talk about severance. It's different from unemployment. Severance is something that your job may or may not give you. What are the circumstances in general under which you will get severance?
It really depends. If you're a long-term employee, and it's a mass layoff, you're laying off 500, et cetera, people, you might get so many dollars or so many weeks of pay for the number of weeks that you've worked there. So if you work there 10 years, you may get 10 or 20, some multiple of 10 weeks. But it really depends on the company. And if a company is doing layoffs because they're in bad shape, they might not. My advice to people is to just always ask and always negotiate. Make sure that you're in negotiating mode. Negotiate other things as well. In large companies, you might be able to negotiate the date that you leave. You want to make sure that you know what's going to happen with your accumulated sick and vacation pay. Can you take that? How much of that are you going to be able to keep, and how much of it goes away? You might want to negotiate things like whether or not you can keep your email and for how long, so that you can at least send out emails letting people know, you know, where you are. Some companies provide you with outplacement services. Usually these are larger companies. But when you're given that pink slip, basically ask for the moon. You're probably not going to get it, but ask. Be clear. The company doesn't owe you anything, but no company wants to feel, especially with longer-term employees, that they're not being compassionate. So rely on human resources to perhaps offer you a compassionate option by asking for what you need.
I have a friend who was fired during maternity leave recently. Is that legal?
It does not appear to be legal. Not knowing the specifics of the case, I couldn't say, but that does not appear to be legal. If someone is on maternity leave, they are on leave, and they're supposed to be able to come back by terms of the Family and Medical Leave Act. That person should certainly, first of all, talk to human resources. If it's part of a mass layoff, on the other hand, or a restructuring, the company may be able to get away with it. They may need a lawyer.
Let's turn to the emotional side of things. In order to keep up your strength for going out and going on job interviews, which is not always easy, what are some tips people can follow?
Well, first of all, stay upbeat. It's the easier said than done, but look at the other people who are in a similar situation. Thank God for your health and for the things that you do have. As I said, negotiate the best terms you can have, and network. Find a group of people that maybe similarly situated, so you all can talk about tips and plans. Put together a schedule. The worst thing that happens to some unemployed people, Farai, is they're unemployed, so they don't do anything. They get up, they have their breakfast, they go start watching TV. You know, the day sort of goes by. Well, you know, one day a week, make sure that you're out having lunch with a friend or colleague, preferably a colleague, so you can dress up in your work clothes and pretend you're going to work. Volunteer. If you can't find work, at least volunteer with people who might be helpful to you. Even think about creating your own internship. Go out on informational interviews. Do whatever you can to keep yourself positive, and understand that you are not your economics. It's a line that I've had to people use with people a long time. When people are unemployed, they're down. Here's why. We spend, you know, most of us 8 to 10, some 12 hours a day on their jobs. Many people's social relationships are rooted in their jobs. So if you are a part of a unit of 10 or 12 people and two are gone, the other 10 go on, and they're feeling bad too. They may have survivor's guilt, but you have to be willing and able to understand how big of an impact this job had on your life. Some of the people you worked with were not your friends. They're associates. Get over it. Some of them are friends, and you'll have plenty to talk to them about, even though you're not working with them. But the point is to keep yourself fully engaged.
What about communities? You know, if several people lose their job on one block, or dozens of people have lost their jobs in a neighborhood, what can happen?
Well, it's a morale buster to see other people around you losing their jobs, to see, and it also is an economic strain on communities. People start borrowing from each other. Think about a family where two or three people lose jobs. Immediately, those who have jobs think, oh, I've got to help my brother, my sister out, you know, and that creates some kinds of tensions. When do you get repaid? How are your economics? So this joblessness is not an individual thing. It really does affect communities, families, churches, neighborhoods. People have an impulse to help the first one in a group that gets laid off. But when you look up and half the group or a third of the group is laid off, it really becomes something of a strain. People, however, can really work through this by offering to barter some of their skills and talents, helping their friends or working with friends who may have small businesses where they might help them out a day, a week or so. So people can be very creative and push through the challenge. If you've just been unemployed and your sister-in-law or neighbor has small children, is dealing with daycare, maybe you can offer to do that a couple days a week.
What about budgeting? When you don't know necessarily how long you'll be out of work, how can you budget?
Well, it's very difficult. What you have to, one of the old rules of thumb, and it's very old, I think the number is different now, but the old rule of thumb was for every $10,000 a year you were earning, it would take you about a month to find another job. So $50,000 a year would be 5 months to find work. So if you use that as a rule of thumb, you've got to start looking at your resources. And the first thing to do is just cut everything out that's discretionary. You know, no extra dinners out. No, I feel so bad, I'm going to go shopping. No, your whole family has to get involved in, okay, until we understand our economics better, we are cutting back. And it's got to be a firm thing. There are free things to do, especially in the summer. But basically, if there's a pink slip in the household, the entirety of the budget has to change until there's some sense of what's going on. Look at your savings. See how far they're going to stretch. What's your plan with your investments, with your mortgage, all of those things? You've got to start thinking about how will I pay, you know, how will I stay even? And if you're going to have to go in the hole, and often people do, people borrow, they use credit cards, they use other things, try to use the least costly option. But the first, when you first get a pink slip, it shouldn't be, okay, how am I going to borrow? It's going to be, how many months? How much money do I have to survive how many months? And if those unemployment checks are $300 a week and you used to bring home $1,000 a week, that's pretty significant. It means a lot of things are going to have to cut back.
Well, Dr. Malveau, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
That was author and economist Julianne Malveau. She is also the president of Bennett College.